There's quite a gravity when you hear the entire text read to it, and often doesn't need a ton of commentary, so I hope that's what I do this morning and don't overthink it. This is a real pendulum swing. And thank you for not only being here today, but for those who came outside. I know it was chilly. As I was standing out there, I was thinking about those people. I remember when they used to camp outside of the arena at Duke for basketball, Coach K's campground or camp or whatever, you know, people would, and they line up for concerts, and people would have gathered for this. I mean, it's just David and me. I understand why you didn't want to stand out there for very long. But it's amazing that when there's some charge of something in the air, that there's a real energy to it. And thank you. That's why we go outside, just so it has a different feel, because this day is different. It is, as I said, a pendulum swing. We go from hosannas to crucify them, from exaltation to humiliation, from palm branches to fists and cursing. The gamut of human emotion is on full display in our reading this morning. And it's a study of, it's a study of contrasts, which you can sense, all right? It's this triumphal entry into Jerusalem for Jesus as we gathered outside. Such expectation and possibility. The people's hearts are soaring. They're welcomed by the crowds, the disciples and Jesus. And of course, here we have heard the story that it ends with his crucifixion. Opening with this joyful scene, we savor the pageantry of Jesus coming in, his arrival, the Messiah is here, and we love to replay these victories in our heads over and over again, what it might be, like fans whose team has won a victory. I still replay in my head. 2005, national championship. Vince Young takes the snap and runs into the corner of the end zone, and the beloved Horns defeat the dreaded USC Trojans for the national championship, putting Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush in their places. Sorry if you're a USC fan, but that's what I'm talking about. And it's been a long time, right, since the Horns have done anything. We replay these victories in our head, and they had this sense of what victory might look like, playing it over and over, never tiring of, this is our moment, and the expectation. Well, even as we gather from Palm Sunday to Holy Week, we prefer not to focus on the negative, the tragic and barbaric scenes that we've heard today that happened between this arrival in Jerusalem and the empty tomb. And it's easy for us to want to skip over and to leapfrog the grim events between these two Sundays and to jump straight to an empty tomb. But real life in Christ for you and me is life lived in the trenches. It is a life that's lived sometimes in the valley of the shadow of death. And it's a valley that we all have to walk at times. But we don't walk it alone, as you know the psalm. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You are with me. We want to leapfrog over that valley from a triumphal entry to an empty tomb. And yet there is this valley through which we walk. And that is the picking up of our cross as followers of Christ. I want to share two quotations with you that kind of talk about this sense of the gamut of emotions that we feel in life. And they basically say the same thing, two different sources. Transformation is a process. And as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. There are moments of mountaintops and moments of deep valleys of despair. That's the first quotation. The second one, true love doesn't happen right away. It's an ever-growing process. It develops after you've gone through many ups and downs, when you've suffered together, cried together, and laughed together. I don't expect you to know, but any idea who might have said these two things? Well, the first is Rick Warren, who is the pastor of Saddleback Church in California forever. The second was Ricardo Montalban. We got a few people who are Fantasy Island fans out here, or fans of Corinthian Leather when he was selling the Cadillac. Ricardo Montalban, who was an actor, they said basically the same thing. You never know where wisdom's going to come from. That's the point here. It might come from somewhere that you might expect it in the church, but it might also come from someone who has lived the experience of walking through the valley of the shadow of death and may not even overtly be talking about Jesus, but they know what this gamut of emotions is about, and that true love doesn't happen unless you've walked them all, because true love is not vaulting from the procession into Jerusalem to the empty tomb. It is the shared life experiences of the times we have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And our own experiences in our own lives, when we have experienced Hosanna, and we feel like we might be on top of the world, to the furious cries of crucify him, when we're caught in the crosshairs of the trials of life, and we feel like every friend might abandon us. From our own exaltations to our own humiliations, our own adulations with palm branches, to the angry fists and cursing. And yet, as we heard from our quotations, even from Ricardo Montalban, God's love will endure. True love endures through the gamut of our emotions. The gamut of human experience is on full display this week, from the triumphal entry to next Sunday and the empty tomb. And that full gamut of emotions and experience is the workshop of our souls. Amen.